We are extremely disappointed that the Russian government would take this step despite our very clear and lawful requests in public and in private to have Mr. Snowden expelled to the United States to face the charges against him. Mr. Snowden is not a whistleblower. He is accused of leaking classified information and has been charged with three felony counts, and he should be returned to the United States as soon as possible, where he will be accorded full due process and protections. This move by the Russian government undermines a long-standing record of law enforcement cooperation, cooperation that has recently been on the upswing since the Boston Marathon bombings.
Howdy, everybody.
Hi.
Episode, what is it, Courtney? You know the number.
This many?
Correct. Episode 4. You're listening to the Nerdist podcast. Just kidding. Huh. We're nowhere near that. You're listening to Trev. Quite possibly the worst. Are we the worst podcast ever?
I think. Second worst.
We could be there. I'm doing everything I can.
And we need you to help.
And we need you. We should hold a contest like Taylor Swift.
Yes.
What would the
prize be?
To murder us. You get to meet us and kill us if you win the contest.
If you can catch us.
Are you going to run?
And hide.
So you'll get to kill Courtney, at least. I got a treadmill in the sex dungeon, so I've been preparing.
Oh.
Anyway, this is episode 4, and I do realize, you know, as much as I joke that this show is horrible, I'm trying.
We're trying, but we suck.
And I realize our main problem with the show is I have to figure out how to balance what I want to talk about and what people want me to talk about. Because if I just did what I wanted to the whole show, it would be angry and nobody would listen. For example, this episode, I would just be talking about how much of an idiot our production team Adam is. And it'd be like a 2-hour long episode. But nobody wants to listen to that. So we're working on balancing some lighthearted anecdotes from my personal life with serious issues that you should be concerned with.
Mm.
Last week, we did talk about porn. I don't know if you recall that.
No, hard to forget.
And if any of you are recurring listeners, you'll know.
None of you are. So.
I talked about how there is no truly good free gay porn, and the library for straight free porn is just far more vast, and there's far much of a choice. After that show, our production team Adam sends me a message, and he says, "Actually, I have to disagree with you on that point. I just don't think you're looking in the right places." And I thought about it. I thought, that's kind of the point.
Does he realize that sexually explicit fan fiction doesn't count?
Because
there's a crap ton of that.
Well, maybe he's looking into that anime stuff. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I mean like fan fiction.
Could be.
Because there is a metric butt ton of that.
But I tried to explain to him that that's kind of the point, is that you have to look for it. Straight porn, you don't have to look for it. It will find you. It's everywhere. Like, I'll go to research for the show, and I'll type in something like Edward Snowden NSA scandal. And out of nowhere, Google will just go, "Did you mean titties?" No, Google, that's not even close. But once again, the point I'm making is I am right, and Adam is wrong, and completely missed the concept of what I was talking about. And I can't wait till he hears the show. Adam is not with us today because his parents, not many people know this, are actually members of Al-Qaeda. And they had a meeting in Pakistan today. and he had to go hold their hand at the meeting. Otherwise, I don't think they could make that commute by themselves. You understand? We were supposed to go to a water park over the break, and we didn't get to, essentially, because I wanted to go to a water park. So I was like, hey, guys, who wants to go swimming? And Mother Nature was like, did somebody say 70 and partly cloudy? And
we live in 70 and partly cloudy.
I do. But when it's 95 all summer, I try to make the most of it and say, okay, well, hey, let's go swimming, cool off. And then Mother Nature makes it rain for the next 5 days, or act like it's going to rain, because we live in Illinois. And we didn't get to go to the water park. But I love water parks and loathe them at the same time. They're, to me, the quintessence of summer. When I have that sort of escapist summertime fantasy, mine's always at a water park with just like young, skinny people running around, Blink 182's playing in the background. And I go to them not even so much to swim anymore, so much as I study American culture, because water parks are sort of the last remaining example we have of 1980s just cultural excess. Next to the mall, the water park is where, because there are children, African children, who are dangerously parched and dying of hunger. But American children are just playing in it, just taking a shit in the water and pissing all over the miracle of nature. And then after they're done pissing on nature, they can go to one of the plethora of food stands and get like Dippin' Dots and nachos. So not only do we...
Dippin' Dot nachos.
A combination of the two. They have cheesy Dippin' Dots. I think that's a thing. I'm not even joking. I think they have kind of like how Jelly Belly, the jelly beans, have popcorn flavored. I think they have like a Dippin' Dots type thing. Dippin' Dots was rumored to be going out of business, so it shouldn't come as a surprise.
Because it's kind of a niche food. Like
for astronauts.
No, you can't.
They really underestimated the astronaut market.
It's for the people who want ice cream but don't want it to feel like ice cream. It's like, I just want it to kind of taste like ice cream, but I want it to feel like I am gargling a bottle of medication.
Well, and now they've got gum for that. They got chewing gum that tastes like mint chocolate ice cream.
They do. The apple pie kind of tastes like crazy like apple pie.
I'm glad you actually purchased it.
I have. I've purchased several of them, but now I strictly chew cinnamon Orbit.
Yeah, so the gum market totally destroyed Dippin' Dots. They said, if you want something that tastes like something else, get gum.
It's because they got all the Willy Wonka fans.
They clearly did. Anyway. So we didn't get to go to the water park, but we went to see Wolverine instead. And it was pretty good.
This you and Adam?
No, this was me, Adam. It was a group of us.
How domestic.
It was a group of us. Unless Adam's parents are listening, in which case, we were all alone.
And it was dark, and it was sensual.
And we went and saw Wolverine, and it was okay. It even had, I caught it, I'm pretty sure I'm the only one that caught it, but I'm pretty sure it had a little bit of a political undertone, because the villain, and I'm not sure what her name was, but during that part, there's a part where the guy's like, what are you? And she's like, I'm a capitalist, I'm a nihilist. And I thought, perhaps some anti-capitalist message there. But then I thought, well, it's a Hollywood movie, so probably not.
At any point during the film, do they ask Hugh Jackman, like, who he is? Like, Wolverine, do they ask him who he is?
No.
Darn it, because I really want to go to the theater and then scream out, 2, 4, 6, 0, 1!
Please do it. Do it.
Okay.
It's still screening. We're going to go together, and you're going to do that at the movie.
Yes.
Afterwards, the movie, like I said, it wasn't bad, as far as I'm concerned. As far as movies go. It was not bad. We went to Steak and Shake afterwards. And my friend Mitch, when the first time I saw it on Facebook, I almost thought it was a joke. But Steak and Shake has this thing called the 7x7, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's 7 patties and 7 slices of cheese on top of each other. They got the concept from In-N-Out Burger, which used to do that. You could order any number you wanted.
Yeah, but then people died.
Someone
ordered like a crap.
A 100 by 100, and they had to stop. So Steak and Shake has the 7x7. And in the picture, of course, it looks really pretty, and they're like, our 100% Angus beef will give you the protein you need and the cheese with the calcium and the carb bun, and it'll be good to go for the day, or several days. And Mitch got this, and they bring it out. And it looks as if a cow had a miscarriage and they put it on a bun. It's dripping just grease and afterbirth onto his plate. It is the most disgusting thing I have ever seen. And he ate all of it.
How much does it cost?
$7.77. That's no joke.
So it's the good luck burger.
Yes.
I want one.
Although, I don't think so, because afterwards, Mitch not only finished that entire burger, he also drank an entire milkshake, but then stopped at the fries because it was just too much. And he said he felt okay after he ate it. Sitting down, he was totally fine. But then as we're driving back to town, it's about half an hour outside of where we live. As we're driving back to town, we get a call. And he says, hey, man, can you... slow down, because as soon as I stood up, I felt like I was going to be sick, and I can't catch up to you guys. We had to slow down the car because he was so far behind us, he was afraid he was going to lose us and not be able to make it back home, because he couldn't even drive with this in his stomach. And you know me, I can eat inhumane amounts of food, but I draw the line at baby calves. It's just the most disgusting thing I have ever seen.
Like, I have a hard enough time making it through just, like, the double kind, and then my fries and the milkshake.
Right.
I don't understand.
No, because it didn't look good. It was dripping. Do you understand? Oh. It was just a giant pile of meat, and it was, I don't even understand how this is a thing. How did they not get shut down after the first time they made this, and some guy said, I don't want that?
Because there were plenty of people, like, for every person that says, I can't, there are at least three that go, I can. Yes, I can.
And they bring a camera and they put it on the Travel Network. Man versus food. Really, it's just heart versus man. The show is really, the underlying plot is the man's heart is fighting to survive his eating habits.
How quickly can Adam Richmond go into cardiac arrest?
Stay tuned. After this extended break. Anyway, we play that clip at the beginning. This Edward Snowden thing has been going on for quite some time. He's made it to Russia.
Yes, they've offered him asylum.
They've offered him at least a year, and then he can re-up it like a phone contract. He can go for the unlimited data plan next year.
Get an upgrade. Maybe upgrade to Sweden. Get
the Samsung Asylum Galaxy 5 next year. But every newscast I've heard, they've said the same thing. The Obama administration is furious over this. And I think, who gives a fuck? Who cares? Do you know who's furious? People who are being spied on. We are the ones who are supposed to be upset here. Not the guy that's running for his life. What?
Like, I don't think he's even furious. They'd be like, Obama is a little bit cross about this.
Yeah, exactly. But the word they use is furious. Obama, the White House is furious. And then Jay Carney gets up there and he's like, doo-doo-doo. Like, Jay Carney doesn't look upset. I'm not sure who's really upset here. Edward Snowden's dad, the dude's dad, doesn't even look upset. He's like, yeah, well, you know, my son did what he was supposed to do. Yeah. He doesn't have a Western accent, but I'm going to give him one. My son did what he was supposed to do, and I think every American can agree that this is an essential time for Ronald Reagan and the rest of our country. And that nigger president. Okay, Paula. Paula Deen. My Paula impression likes to take over sometimes. Now, his dad's a very, like, he seems like a nice dude, and he's totally, like, for it. And he's all, you know, my son did something that the American people wanted him to do, and now he's running for his life by himself.
Well, now he's stuck in Russia, which sucks.
He's stuck there. And like, he says he has no intentions of coming home.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how to feel about Russia now, because I'm glad they gave him asylum.
Absolutely.
But I'm also upset because Putin has all these new anti-gay laws.
Does he?
Snowden
better make sure he's not gay. He can never...
Yeah, like, if you're gay, or even pro-gay, or do any gay propaganda...
Putin's a huge closet case.
You can go to prison.
That's interesting.
Yeah, Putin is terrifying. Have you seen his eyes? They're like a doll's eyes.
He's like a Barbie Ken. On the inside.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he's in the closet. There's no other explanation.
Yeah, no straight man rides that many horses shirtless.
It's a good point. But he is Russian. So is he gay or is he just Russian?
Gay or European.
So anyway, That's what's going on there. I'm excited. I'm happy that someone is willing to do this, and it's not me. I'm glad it's not me. I was thinking, damn, I'm so glad I'm not
that dude.
Mr. Snowden,
we have so much room in the sex chamber.
If he needs to hide in our studio here and doesn't mind the smell of cats...
Nobody will find you, because nobody will want to come down here.
But he could be a guest on the show.
Oh my God, we'd get viewership!
No, we wouldn't. That's the point. He's hiding.
Yeah, nobody would know! Nobody would know! You could spill every secret and no one would ever find out.
This show is perfect for people in the witness protection program. If you want to come on, you just cease to exist. This is the place.
In fact, you exist even less. You are a negative
person. You're a negative mass in the universe.
People forget you ever happened.
This is like a black hole. We're broadcasting from a black hole. Do you understand?
Yes.
It just sucks everything into it, except comedy and good news.
Come on, welcome to the void.
Anyway, that actually was everything I planned to cover at the top of the show.
Oh.
Before we sign off this week, we're going to read... I don't even know why I try... I'm just going to disable the comment section on our YouTube channel because it makes me so fucking angry.
No, you have to keep it because that's where the fun happens.
At the end of the show, we're going to read some of our great YouTube comments.
I've not read these.
From our loyal fans.
Oh, fan. People
love us. Like I said, this show is so just controversial that we might get one viewer, but that motherfucker has to comment and say something about
what... It's not so much that we're controversial, that people just don't like us.
They just hate it. So we're going to read a couple YouTube comments, maybe. And we may or may not have an update from Angel's blog that we set up for her. She did post something that I might get to. I'm not sure yet. But when we come back after this break, we're going to do news.
You're listening to Trev.
Back. That is some quality. This is actually quality royalty-free music.
It's the Silver Sun Pickups.
It's the less shitty version of the Silver Sun Pickups, the Smashing Pumpkins. But that's enough of that. We are getting ready to do news. Do you have everything ready, Courtney?
Yes.
Good. And it's time for news. Wonderful.
Okay. First off, we're going to start with serious news, because Trevor said I had to do serious news. There's been a train crash in Spain.
Get in your news voice.
I don't have a news voice.
You get to the last story, and on the last story, you sound very...
Because I usually like the last story. I don't like this story. This story's sad.
Well, pretend.
Okay. In Spain, a train traveling at approximately 153 kilometers per hour, which is about 95 miles per hour, when it derailed, killing 79 people and injuring many more. The driver, whose name was Francisco Jose Garzón Amo, was on the phone with the railway at the time of the crash.
Where's this at?
Spain.
Ah. Is that it?
Yeah, that's all I have.
So another train. Wasn't it just a couple weeks ago that the Canada train...
Yeah, the Canada train, and then the Spain train, and then there was one in Switzerland.
People, you gotta stop taking trains. Start taking airplanes, because, you know, what could go wrong there? Nothing in recent memory tells me planes are dangerous. As you can see from our lovely background. If you're on the YouTube channel, that is.
Yeah, if you can't, just imagine a poster of pre-9/11 New York.
Because that's what it is. So anyway, next story.
In other serious news that we already covered, Edward Snowden has accepted asylum from Russia. After leaving the Moscow airport, he was reported as saying, "I'm cold," over and over with a childlike voice. That's a catch-22 joke.
That's the reference. I hope someone out there gets that.
Because every time I hear the last name Snowden, I automatically die a little bit on the inside because I remember that part of catch-22, which is crazy sad.
Which I have never seen.
It is a book.
I mean, I like books.
I like it when I read
it. But
them.
Did they make it into a movie?
It wasn't good or loyal to the book.
So it was a movie.
But it didn't, you wouldn't count it. Like, I've never seen the movie, but I don't even think it has the Snowden scene in it.
Okay. But don't make me sound stupid, because actually, Trevor, it was a book.
Well, the movie doesn't count because it wasn't good. Like, instead of making major, they made him like a lieutenant. It's like, what's your name? I'm Major Major. I asked your name, not your rank. It's like, actually, I'm a lieutenant, which isn't how it goes. Like, his name is Major 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 because his parents hated him.
That's his name?
Yes, because his parents named him Major Major Major. And then he got promoted to a major in the military. And then because people loved it so much, they refused to promote him.
I understand.
It's a good book.
Sounds great. Sounds like the author just wanted to get through a chapter and gave him the longest name possible. I'm pretty sure if you were to tally at the end of the book, there's just a whole chapter of his name.
It's a really good book.
All right, next story.
Okay, that was a horrible Catch-22 joke. Okay, in news that most people wouldn't consider news, but I think it's news because I care far too much about this news. This Sunday, the new star of BBC's Doctor Who will be announced. Number 12.
This is the 12th Doctor?
Mm-hmm, because Matt Smith decided he's going to leave.
That really is, like, pretty smart of them to come up with the concept. Hey, as soon as the other guy leaves, the character just gets younger.
Regenerates.
Anyway, he regenerates, which is perfect. Glee should have thought of this.
Oh.
If Cory Monteith could just regenerate, they wouldn't be in the situation that they're in. But they weren't smart enough to make the high school athlete.
They can just decide last minute that Finn is a Time Lord.
And then they can do that.
The singer.
Glee. Start taking notes from Doctor Who. Doctor Who, do not take notes from Glee.
Yeah, this might actually get me the push to actually watch the last two seasons, because I'm really far behind, because as much as I like Matt
Smith... Of Glee?
No.
Oh.
Of Doctor Who.
Oh.
Because as much as I like Matt Smith as a doctor, I hate the showrunner. Like, the guy that writes most of the stuff.
I know what his showrunner is.
Stephen Moffat. I can't stand the things he's done with the show. And I really prefer Davies. And
it's kind of how I felt about Community. Because I tried watching a couple episodes this season. I was just not feeling it. But Dan Harmon is now, once again, the showrunner of Community. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah. So, because I don't really like most of the side characters. Like, I don't like the new companion. Like, I think she's okay. I just think she's a little boring.
I'm sure people care about that.
People do care. I mean...
No, I mean your opinion.
I know. People care. People care.
Okay.
So okay.
Doctor Who, when is that, Sunday?
Sunday is when it's announced, and I'm excited because November 23rd, I think, which is 3 days after my birthday, they're going to, this is when the Christmas special is, well, not the Christmas special, but the 50th anniversary special.
Gotcha.
And that's when they're going to have Smith and Tennant in the same episode, and they're bringing back Rose, which is awesome because I love Tennant and Rose, so that's wonderful.
Excellent.
I've
never seen an episode.
It's pretty good. Okay, in not actually news, Lady Gaga is opening up about the hip injury that caused her to cancel the remainder of her Born This Way ball. She said that before she had surgery, there was a hole in her hip the size of a quarter. Now, never to be one-upped, one of the loyal readers of CNN Entertainment piped up. And a commenter by the name of Janice claimed, "I have a hole between my butt cheeks the size of a quarter pounder." The other comments included somebody by the name of XCBXCBerry457 telling me how I can marry a rich black man. And somebody by the name of Grande Boca exclaiming, "Daz it! No!" Spelled like that. D-A-Z it. 4 ellipses. No!
Another fine piece of journalism.
And that's not even it.
Oh, there's more comments?
No.
Oh, the story.
That's all. There's more stories. Because, honestly, there's a crap ton of not news.
I want to talk about Lady Gaga.
Fine, we'll talk about Lady Gaga.
Like, She released the cover to her new single, Applause. And it's her covered in paint and crying. And I really want to just recreate it and make it the artwork for our podcast from now on. Just me crying with rainbow paint. They'll still get the gay concept of the show. And I think it'll look good, but it is called Applause. It's coming out soon, and I'm sure it'll be awful. I hope it's about gay people, because then we can do another episode on how much I hate the gay rights movement.
Can we make a poster of me where it's the Born This Way poster, so my face is like a motorcycle?
You're not on the cover. This is called, again, Trev. You're secondary to everything that is me.
Yeah, but I'm like the ensemble dark horse that everyone likes better.
Oh, is that what you
think? No, not at all. I'm like the secondary person they wish would just die already.
Let's ask our YouTube viewer. Who do you like better? Let us know in the comments, Trevor or Courtney.
This is all you have to say about Lady Gaga.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, in other not really news. Germany wants Justin Bieber to help take care of the pet capuchin monkey that he left at the Munich airport.
A pet what monkey?
Capuchin? He's sure. A pet monkey.
Okay.
And he took it to Germany.
Yeah, because he's trying to copy Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Right.
The pedophilia that comes next. Well, anyway, if he wasn't already a child himself. Well, anyway, moving
you
on.
You thought
from
it was
that.
Bad when he pissed on the janitor's bucket.
And then, Bill Clinton.
And then, Bill Clinton. Wait till he starts pissing on little boys.
He's spit on his fans lately.
Yeah, I heard that. So what's this story about?
Oh, this story. Yeah. Germany wants Bieber to send them more money because they're unable, they can't take care of the monkey on its own. They need him to send more money. And after hearing
who's
this,
taking care of the monkey?
A zoo in Berlin, I think. And after getting the letter about the monkey, Bieber wept because he lost his job over the monkey and may have to resort to selling his hair, his teeth, and his body to pay for it.
I feel like that's not true.
He said, I mean, he was absolutely just destroyed over it.
I feel like the part that you added about the hair, that's in the story.
No, he said that he had a dream his life would be so better from this hell he's living.
Did he really say that?
You're just inferencing. I'm making a lame Miz joke.
Give him a break. He does have a hard time.
I was
comparing
him to Fantine. I was making a lame Miz joke that our viewer might get.
Probably not.
It's so he's more got mainstream than the Catch-22 joke.
I heard that the monkey is now seeking asylum in Russia. And is going to be there for an entire year. That was like a David Letterman joke right there. You're welcome. See how what that was is a callback to where earlier in the show when we were talking about Edwards, Anyway, what's the next story?
There isn't one.
Oh, good. Then we're done with news. Let's play the jingle again. Wonderful. All right, it's time for another break. When we come back, we're going to read some of our lovely. When we come back, I'm going to take some speech lessons. And we're going to read from our lovely YouTube comments. Stay tuned for more of the motherfucking show in the motherfucking basement.
With Trev over here and Courtney over here.
Trev. Richards.
How about that? More Smashing Pumpkins. The first song we played was Freak, and this one is Tom Tom. Two what I consider highlights from their 44-song ongoing project, Tiergarten by Kaleidoscope. Yeah. Royalty free.
That means we can use it!
That's right.
Which is an A-OK in our book.
Of course it is. So, it's the end of the show, and after three episodes in, this will be the fourth, we already have threes of fans.
Threes?
We have, well,
ones of them.
Technically, probably just two. Oh. Anyway, the first comment, I don't have the exact quote because I believe it was deleted by the person that originally, or marked as spam. But on the video we have called, where I talk about the Supreme Court gay marriage ruling, the gist of that comment was this guy goes, check out my channel for all the latest on gay conversion therapy, and went on about how he could make me straight if I go and I subscribe to his channel. So I thought that was our very first comment.
We should view some of his videos.
Into the show. I should. Maybe we'll play that next episode. We'll play some of gay conversion therapy.
Gay conversion videos.
Tune in next week for me to turn straight.
Question. What would a gay conversion video do to me?
It would probably be like, well, question. What is cologne and pheromones that attract people of opposite genders, natural people who have a sexual, you know, libido? What does that do to you when you smell cologne?
I don't know. It's just a smell. Like, if it smells good, like, it depends on what it smells like. Like, I don't even know what I am. I'm just like, see?
It's that same reaction. You'd
I'm
be
just
like,
bored yeah. of general.
You would be bored. I do have an exact quote on, this is our second official comment from a fan, I consider them, on our video titled The Problem with the Gay Rights Movement, where we talk about Macklemore and Lady Gaga. Check it out, kids. Kestner Linares says, there are two parts to this. The first part was, kids kill themselves because of people like you, dot, dot, dot. People get hanged, dot, 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 tortured. Dot, 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 raped, dot, 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 discriminated, dot, 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 thrown out of their homes, dot, 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 the list goes on, dot, 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 life, my friend, is not black and white. Then they followed this up with a second part, with nobody responded to it, they
the
just
sequel.
Kept going, Kestner. Okay, yes, close-minded person, the world is not black and white. It's almost as if they're talking to themselves now. Dot, dot, dot. It's diverse and full color. Dot, dot, dot. There are men and there are women and there are everything in between. Dot, dot, dot. Sexuality is very complex. Dot, dot, dot. There are people born with both sexual parts. There are people born with no sexual parts, which I don't think is true. And there are people with different hormones. Dot, dot, dot. You can't judge what you don't know because it affects the lives of real people.
Okay, first off,
it does not affect the lives of real people.
It's true that all as true as that all it is or may be. There's one thing that I always discriminate against no matter what, and that's people who misuse ellipses. What are you doing?
I would like to say that this show does not affect the lives of a single person.
No, not
because
even
I know how many views we get. We affect zero.
And second off, it's like you didn't even watch the video. That's not what it was about.
That's exactly. It was. They literally said sexuality is complex, which was my point.
Yes.
And so I didn't know this, but I accidentally had it set to where whatever I comment tweets out. So there was a tweet that went out to my account with just the words, "You didn't even watch the video, you fucking idiot." Which led another person to comment on the video because they saw the tweet saying, "I am here. And I watched it."
Oh, God.
So I made sure to change that setting. And now when I cuss out our fans, it won't get tweeted out.
We won't cuss at all of our fans. Just the one that deserves it.
I fucking hate our fans. I hate them.
One and a half of them are awful.
They're already terrible, and I'm going to turn the comments off.
Hey, that is progress. Don't turn them off. I like them. Maybe someone will have something good to say about me.
Probably not.
Or something horribly sexist and offensive and violent and illegal.
Probably.
Probably first.
If anybody out there knows of a thing called whore conversion therapy, send us a link for Courtney. Not really. You're kind of the opposite, aren't you?
I've always said that if the rapture does happen, like no matter what I do in my life, I'm going to get like a straight ticket to heaven because I'm a super virgin.
Super virgin.
Yes.
What if Jesus came back in your belly? You are Virgin Courtney. You're the second coming.
I wouldn't know what to do. I mean,
well, you'd have to give birth. I don't think you have much of a choice.
No, it'd be like, I guess it's Jesus. I mean,
but give him a name. Give him a different name. Yeah, it's your baby.
It's like, yeah, like Gabriel comes out dressed as like Richard Speight Jr. comes out. It's like, yo, Courtney, you got to name this baby Jesus. We're like, can I not? I really like the name Charlie. Can I name him Charlie? Can he be Charlie the Messiah?
And then that's on the legal documents. You just totally fucked up God's plan. You name him Charlie. He has to go through school, just go through high school. The teacher does roll call the first day. Charlie Christ? He's like, I go by Jesus.
It's my middle name.
I'm sorry, sir, but we don't accept nicknames. I go by what's written on the sheet.
Charlie J. Christ!
And he's just like, oh, me.
Oh, God.
Me fucking Christ. So I don't even know what this show is about.
I know.
Anymore.
What were we talking about?
Virginity, I think.
I guess.
I don't know.
Oh.
YouTube comments, that's where we were at.
Oh, that was related somehow.
This will make some people happy. We mocked Jesus.
Oh, God. One more angry comment. You don't even know.
I did come up with a good analogy. I was thinking about religion the other day, and I realized that the Torah, which is basically just the Old Testament without the New, is basically an Oreo without the cream filling. It's just the absolute worst part that nobody wants, and then the cream filling.
Is that why Jews are so bitter?
It is, exactly.
I feel bad for that.
You should. How dare you?
How dare I?
I'm pretty sure Oreos. Oreos are not kosher.
Aren't they? I don't know. I don't
know.
What
is kosher?
I think it has to be. I'm going to Google it.
All right. Good, because Courtney has her laptop. We can research for the show.
Yeah, compact. Represent.
It's as long as they're not bacon-flavored Oreos, right?
It is a food or premises in which food is sold, cooked, or eaten, satisfying the requirements of Jewish law.
Yeah, but that didn't tell us anything.
And then the second one is just observing Jewish food laws. That is...
Wasn't that a rule we learned in school that you can't restate the word as the definition?
Like you
what
can't
does it mean
use
when
the definition within the definition?
Right.
Okay, here's kosherfood.about.com.
Oh, good.
Okay, kosher food is a food prepared in accordance with the Jewish dietary laws, but this one provides them for you, so it's not as stupid.
Right.
Pork, rabbit, eagle, owl, catfish, sturgeon, and any shellfish, insect, or reptile are non-kosher. Okay. Other species of meat and fowl must be slaughtered in the prescribed manner to be kosher. Meat and dairy products may not be made or consumed together.
So I'm guessing
steak and shake. Bacon Oreos.
Steak and shake 7x7 is probably not kosher then.
Nope. Then there's just a whole bunch of stuff and includes the sentence, due to the growing complexity of foodstuffs, the need arose for kosher certifying agencies to determine the kosher status of prepared food.
So
if it's kosher,
there
will be a kosher certification label, which looks like it's not showing me. It just lets you know the kosherness of a food.
I go by a very strict diet. I only eat foods that are certain in their own opinions, called fosher.
I hate you. I hate you. You're proud of yourself, aren't you? You're proud of that one.
We've hit rock bottom. I actually am. Fuck you. That joke is probably the worst thing I've ever said. Next to Paula Deen's impression.
Yeah.
That's worse than anything Paula's ever said.
Fuck you, nigger president.
Paula, come on. Doesn't even sound like her.
There's another dislike. Or like, depending.
On our video?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not looking at our video. Who looks at our videos?
Me.
Besides you.
I'm pretty sure the vast majority of our views are me going back to edit things. Because every time I go back to edit, I'm pretty sure it counts as a view.
Oh.
Anyway. I'm sorry for the faux sure joke, everybody.
Yeah, you should be.
All right, before we sign off this week, none of you know because you're not recurring listeners.
No.
But as we know, I set up a blog for Angel after
the
first episode. Angel the comedian, yes. Good friend of the show. So that rather than me have to read from her diary, she can post her thoughts for all the world to see. And if there is something worthwhile, I said I would read on the show. And while it's not entirely worthwhile, it's all we've got. Because she has taken to this blog, and I don't know what she does, but I have the diary in my possession. And I compare the diary to the blog, and they are nothing like each other. But there was a post that I kind of got a kick out of. Consider this a review of music apps from Angel the Comedian. This post is called Musics, with two X's, is my best friend.
Oh, can I read the one about gun control?
Do you want to read that one?
Yes, I just looked it up.
Okay, so you want me to read the music one? Then
I
want to
read this one because I want to do a voice.
All right, cool. I'll read Musics is my best friend. Don't read it as I'm reading it, though.
I'm not. I'm going to read yours as you read it.
You're just tearing the whole show's.
I'm just trying to be productive. I want to be a part of this. Love me.
Musics is my best friend. I love it when I see my headphones. I love sticking them in my ears and turning my volume so high on my phone and just blasting them. I love how I can feel the bass vibrate my ears, and I start moving my arms, bopping my head to the beat. I love how it's always there for me and never pisses me off. Pandora, a hoe, because it plays music I don't want to hear. So YouTube or the MP3 app are my niggas. There you have it.
I do enjoy bopping my head.
Angel, I think Angel just enjoys vibration in various parts of her body.
Can I just read everything she's written? I like even the angsty stuff. I want to read it.
No, trust me. I'm reading the highlights of the blog.
Okay.
Would you like to? Okay. Courtney is now going to read us Angel's political commentary.
Gun control issues in the world. Space, period. I think if all the presidents, space, comma, space, and dictators and prime ministers in this world take all the guns out of this world, then it would be a happier place. Space, period, space. No guns at all, space, period, space. Paintball guns are cool. BB guns won't hurt nobody. Space, left parentheses, too bad the person will still live, space, right parentheses, comma, space. Just no stupid, semi-automatic weapons that can kill 50 people in one shot. Space, dot, space, no, space, period, space. If you just take out all the guns, space, comma, space, I mean, what is a robber gonna rob you with? Space, question mark, space. What is a carjacker gonna jack you with? Space. Question mark, space. What are the mobsters and gangbanging thugs gonna kill you with? Space, question mark, space. Not a gun. Space, comma, space. Maybe a knife. Space, comma, space. But no guns. Space, comma, space. Get rid of the guns. Space, comma, space. Then get rid of one half the crime. Space, period, space.
So, I think it's safe to say Angel, the comedian for president. 2016?
Pitts Cheney, 2016.
You've got... No, it's Pitts Clinton.
Pitts Clinton?
Yes. 2016, I will be
Angel
voting
Hillary.
For Angel. I will be voting for Angel, the comedian for president. She does space between every punctuation
yes,
mark. And
I
I've
don't
tried
understand.
Teaching her, you don't do that. I love how she said, the robber is going to rob and the carjacker is going to jack. She
Can I please read the one about her finding out about her best friend finding out she likes her? Because this one seems like it's golden.
It's, yeah. I mean, you can if you want.
All right.
Nobody's. It's the end of the show.
It's
Nobody
the end of the
listens.
Show, so nobody's listening. I just really want to read all of these. And this one seems to be fun. Because I saw the word pansexual, and I don't feel like she knows what that means.
If she just thinks it means you're turned on by kitchenware.
Yeah, it's just, oh, I went to the IKEA. And
Paula
I just,
Deen is
I couldn't
pansexual.
Do it.
Anyway, for those of you who don't know who this is, check out our YouTube channel. It's Angel the Comedian. She's a character, to say the least. YouTube.com/Trevor Richards Show.
A character who never stops acting.
Yes, exactly. How am I supposed to plug the YouTube channel if you talk over me? YouTube.com/Trevor Richards Show.
Her video is called Diary of a Lesbian. Check it out. Okay.
Whopping 110 views.
Okay, this one's called She Found Out. Space, dot, dot. I'm gonna stop reading the spaces because it's excessive.
Correct.
I guess best friend found out I liked her. Well, that sucks. Now she's been all kinds of salty towards me. Well, if I knew it was gonna be like this, I wouldn't have ever told anybody to talk to her for me. I should have let that shit go after I saw what I read that day. But oh well, I got hashtag oops on Twitter.
Which
to
is
talk
one of
to.
My followers. That's what that stands for.
Oh.
Oomph is one of my followers.
That's stupid.
It is.
To talk to her, too, and that didn't go well either, because all I got was salt. Now, every time I try and talk to her, she says bye or goodbye, so fuck it. So I guess, did I lose best friend? I don't know. I don't care. Dot, dot, dot. I'm kidding, I do, but I can deal with it. I don't think I'll be engaging any sexual activities with her or anybody in that case, because I'm thinking about just not liking anything. So that's a choice. Be pansexual and just like people. That's not what that means. Not girls, though. Not boys, either.
Jesus was pansexual. He just loved people.
Not girls, though. Not boys, either. You're running out of options. Just people I care.
Just maybe animals.
Oh. Like, not girls, not boys. That means I don't think there's a sexuality where you just exclusively like agendered people. Like, that's slim pickings, first off.
According to our YouTube fans, there are people born without any parts. And if we can get those people to find Angel, it's a match made in hell.
Like, as agendered as you can be, that's still slim pickings.
It really is.
Like, what is...
She's not having any luck with the general population. Yeah. She's just limiting her chances even more.
She continued to say, I want to go dance. And then she said, Rigby, M dash Earth Meets Water. So I guess that's what she's listening to. I'm not going to look it up.
Earth Meets Water is a classic band.
I thought Rigby was the name of the band.
Pretty sure it's Earth Meets Water.
Is it?
I don't know. I don't really know.
Well.
So we look forward to more musings from the world.
God, I want to read. Why have you not read everything she's written? Because it's all brilliant.
It's because I just feel like our fans that we don't have only want a little bit of it.
True. Just a little bit every now and then.
Right. And you're just blowing all my material. What are we going to do next week besides turning me straight?
More. Oh, yes.
Next week we will turn me straight.
Oh, it's going to be exciting.
And, of course, there's going to be the episode where Courtney takes over.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to host next episode, so tune in for that.
Probably next episode. It's either going to be next week or the next. Next week.
Next week.
Courtney is going to be the host, and I will be doing news.
Yes, I get to talk, so you get to hear this wonderful voice. So if you like the way of a, you like the voice of a 11-year-old boy who's not gone through puberty yet.
Angel does. Guarantee it.
Then you gonna like this.
And if any of you out there are sexually attracted to kitchenware via pans or pots.
Or those potato slicers. I feel bad for you about that one.
If you are, or a slap chop-a-sexual.
You're gonna love my nuts.
We're gonna get you in contact with Angel the Comedian because she deserves to be happy. She deserves to be happy. And so do you. You're clearly not getting any action. So, anyway.
The kitchenware just won't pot out.
That was good.
Was that worse than Fosher?
That was shit tier. It was Fosher tier comedy. I think it's about level, you know?
Okay. Fosher. Even now.
All right, I think we better just end it there.
Yeah, this is a train wreck.
Is it any more of a train wreck than the past episodes, though? Be honest.
I don't know. Shorter.
We do have a camera that's balancing on a tripod.
Yeah, because our tech team...
Because our tech...
Was murdered by his parents. Get on this, Nancy Grace.
Oh, I can't even comment on Adam this week because I will
He's
smack.
Not here, so it's not fair.
Yeah, plus he's not here. To sit in silence like you did last week.
Yes.
Which will be on the YouTube channel. At the time of you listening to this, it may or may not be up yet.
Probably won't. Don't get your hopes up.
But I'm getting to it. Anyway, I think we've covered everything. Tune in next week for more of this. I will look into our fans' suggestions for gay conversion therapy. I'm going to do an episode high one day. I really want to do an episode
Oh, let's
just
not
high.
Do that.
It was Tech Team Adam's suggestion. Maybe we'll do that the same episode that you take over. No, I feel like we won't.
Maybe it'll get done. I'll just be crying.
And I'll be laughing hysterically. Maybe Courtney will host next week. Tune into that. Any final thought? Just a sigh. Let's just cut it at the sigh. See you later, everybody.